pretty mean, that part. Keep being negative, and I'll send you another dick pic.
Why the hell are my nipples getting bigger?
You're gonna cut off your dick?
Got a hold of it and took a picture of its penis.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining the show. Episode 277. You should go and follow our Reddit page, Reddit TBLS underscore podcast. We have a new moderator. We thoughts and prayers to the original moderator. The Reddit page is the brainchild of original moderator. Mike Vick did nothing wrong. Not sure what that handle means exactly. It's confusing to me. But he had to bow out. Hopefully everything's okay in his life. Great dude. But it's been taken over. There were some concerns about the Reddit page, and now it is run by friend of the show, Dolomite D. So go over to the Reddit page and get involved there. Be a friend of the show at TBLS underscore podcast on Reddit. Also, send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Got some good emails this week. Love hearing from you. We like to interact with our audience here. We're not above it. I mean, sometimes we are. But feel free to reach out. Become our friend. Let us know who you are. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Of course, the voicemail. Always good content there. Always love hearing from our dear friends on the voicemail. 949-464-TBLS-8257 is the number. And that's pretty much it. iTunes is dead. Wherever you listen to the show, make a review. Give it as many stars as possible. If you're one of these monsters that has an Android phone with the green texts, go and you get your podcast on Google Play, go there, rate the show there, write something very nice or mean about me, whichever. Just give it the full amount of stars that you can give it. That's it. I'm joined now, as I am every week, by a man who's about to go back to where we are former rulers, back when we were only 13 colonies. These guys were in charge of us. Now they can't even figure out how not to be in Europe. Hopefully, Ed, everything goes well for him there. I'm joined now by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I was in England like maybe a day or a week after Brexit, the 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember they're like, oh, this is going to be a shit show. I don't know how we're going to figure it out over the next 6 months or whatever it is. It's still going on.
I know. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
The harbinger of doom that was about to happen to the planet. It started with Brexit.
Yeah.
I want to start off with an RIP to a guy that was robbed in the biggest fight of his life. Oh, yeah. Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Yeah.
Died after being hit by a car. 55.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't got the full story on that. I haven't read any stories.
Yeah, but I just read the headline. I don't know. But it's a bummer. I like Sweet Pea. He's a good fighter, and he definitely was about to beat Chavez when there was a lot of crooked shit that went down.
Oh yeah, that happened. That happened a few times in
Chavez's career. Like the most overrated fighter. He fought like 70 tomato cans.
Yep.
And then in a few big fights, something hinky went on. Something. Like the ref would stop it or the judges were like just scoring a totally different fight.
He got his ass kicked by Meldrick Taylor, and Meldrick, there was like 4 seconds left in the 12th round. And he put together a combination and referee, I believe it was infamous Richard Steele. Yeah. Stepped in and had knocked out Meldrick Taylor on his feet. And that happened a few times, but Pernell Whitaker, He was one of my favorite fighters. Southpaw, just could dodge anything. He was like the precursor to who's the guy that I hate that beats his wife?
Oh, fucking Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. He was like the original.
He was like an entertaining version of the technically great fighter.
Did a lot of yayo.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, part of it is because I can't stand him, but Floyd Mayweather is just so clinical.
He's amazing.
But it's not as fun to watch him.
It's so boring.
Like, Pernell Whitaker at least had a herky-jerky aspect to him that made it – he was, like, kind of weird to watch. He was very technically good, but he was just a more fun guy to watch.
Unorthodox. That's why no one ever wanted to fight him. It was always hard for him to get fights, and it was always hard to judge his fights because of his weird style.
Right. And this was maybe a week and a half ago, but we've just been kind of on an odd schedule. It's always good to shame that – anytime somebody does this, the YouTube exec, they called the cops on the black guy.
I fucking hate that asshole.
He is the worst. You know, and
on him. I felt so bad for his kid. I felt so bad. His poor kid. Damaging his fucking poor kid.
Right. You could see the damage happening in real time. You know, usually it takes years for kids to be damaged like that. Like, this kid is fucked up now.
He's fucked. And there's no way that – because this guy, he fucking called the cops because a black guy walked into his building behind him or something. And there's no way that a fucking normally dressed white guy would get the same treatment. Just don't give me that fucking bullshit. I get it if the guy has a homeless vibe to him. I get it if it looks like it's an indigent person that you want to – you know, keep the building safe or whatever. But a fucking normal looking guy, you can vibe on people. And just because fucking somebody's black doesn't mean you can ask them where they're from or who they're there to see.
Yeah, go they don't fuck know yourself. You shit.
Did that guy lose his job yet?
You know, I feel like most of the other people you hear that they lost their job. I don't, you know, I just remember seeing the follow up and it's like, oh, well, my dad was murdered. So it justifies that I can be a racist. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. And like, this is the type of person you're allowed to call the cops on. Somebody you see actively breaking the law.
Yeah.
That's who you can call the cops
right.
on.
Right. I liked that. I liked that one was real satisfying too, because it's always like, you didn't see the whole video. Like you weren't, this is edited. And I liked that one was, and ended with a full-on dunking conclusion, because he's like, I'm here waiting for my friend. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, you're being an idiot. You're embarrassing yourself. Listen to your kid. Like, he's doing all the right things. He's a very relatable hero. And then his friend does show up, and he's like, hey, Karen, what's up?
Yeah, that was the whole video.
Because the guy, the asshole fucking cop caller, Mr. White, gets so – like he's so defeated, and I just feel so bad for his little kid.
Right, because the kid is probably just – he's got to be growing up to be an asshole now.
Yeah. Speaking of people I don't feel bad for, I don't know if you saw, but on Twitter today I reached out to Bagel Man. I don't know his proper nickname.
Bagel Boss was the name of the place.
All right.
The Long Island place.
Yeah.
So people are calling him the Bagel Boss, but he is definitely not the boss.
Well, he's got
he's the baseball guy who got bossed.
I'm really hating that he's like now become a thing. Oh yeah, he's called Bagel Boss. Bagel Boss Man. I'm really hating that he's become self-aware. I hate it when they know.
I know. I hate it when they come self-aware. But you know what he's probably still not self-aware with? Women, which is the cause of all.
He's an incel. It's all because you can't get laid. It always comes down to that. It's always life where you couldn't get any pussy, or your whole life when you couldn't get any.
I read. It was like maybe 3 weeks ago. I read about the founder of 8chan, which is just a fucking the darkest place on the internet.
That's like twice 4chan.
Yeah.
Shut up. There's a double chan.
Like the San Diego synagogue, the 8chan was where the guy posted right before. And it's real awful. Christchurch, New Zealand. Anyway, the guy, it's like sad and stuff. You just want to punch the guy. He's like a wheelchair bound just angry, you know, had a bad childhood, who was just angry, and then set up like the most hateful fucking twice as bad as 4chan.
Yeah, what a surprise. You know what we need? We need to find a place where we're just allowed to hate. Let's find, because these regular websites don't let people be hateful. Where can we go and just be fucking hateful? How about 8chan?
Yeah, and I mean, on one level, it's like, no woman owes anybody anything. You know, like in terms of sex. Sorry you can't get laid, but like that's not on women. It is a reminder, though. Just try to be kind to other people, because they manifest themselves. Some of these goons turn out to be monsters because like nobody will be nice to them. And it's not like your fault for not like being the guy's best friend. But you realize like these people, there's anger and then there's fucking like monsters. This little quadriplegic has started one of the like the awful, you know, darkest of dark web things.
Well, he doesn't sound.
But back to the bagel boss.
Right, he doesn't sound as fun as Boss Bagel Man, who has an open invitation to come on the show anytime he wants.
Right, he's a little short fused.
But
the thing with that guy is he was just yelling at every woman because one woman. And it was probably one woman on a dating site said, "You're only 5 feet." And I've seen, you know, some alternate videos of that guy. He might not be 5 feet. He's really fucking short.
He looks because he's like eye level with the door handle. Like as you push to go in a storefront, there's like that bar that goes across the door. He's like just barely above that. His head is just barely above that. And most people, that hits you like in the waist area.
Yeah.
So he's in the fours for sure. If he's anybody that says they're a particularly like a short height like that, they're throwing a couple on. So if he says he's 5, he's in the 4'9" to 4'10" range, I'd say.
DeVito is winning tip-offs against this guy.
Oh, for sure. DeVito backs him in. And then has his way with him. He either turns around and shoots over him, or he goes around him and makes a layup every time.
The whole idea that he can't get laid because he's short, and it's like, yes, cash is king. If you're rich, everything can be overcome. But I know plenty of people have known over the years, short, bald guys that can pull good women. Very attractive women, or just great personalities, because you have to have a good personality.
For sure.
This guy's biggest problem is he's a terrible personality.
100%.
Go. You know what? Rich helps, but you don't have to be rich to have a good looking, any woman. It's just, you gotta have a personality. You can't be short, fat, bald, and have the worst personality on earth. Yes. Those are the worst combinations.
Yes. 100%. Remember that, remember the great Farrelly Brothers film, Shallow Hal? Doesn't really hold up these days, I gotta be honest.
I don't remember liking it that much, but yeah, I know.
But Jack Black's character, Jack Black, he played Shallow Hal. His best buddy had spina bifida, and he was a total cocksman. Like, he was out on the dance floor. I get it, he's a character in a movie. But this guy was fucking working it, and there's tons of people like that in the world that are just positive, happy people that you wouldn't look at and go, "Oh, there's a fucking Adonis. This guy gets a lot of ass." But they do. They close it because you manifest what you are. If you're a happy, positive person, people like that are going to want to be closer to you.
We should make this a
motivational podcast.
High school, it might never work out.
Well, high school is a fuck time. Everybody's so insecure in high school.
Right. So it might not work out then. But if you're a nice guy, eventually, shit'll turn up in your favor.
Yeah, or you go get this book. It's called The Game, written by Neil Strauss, and it's about these dudes. One guy in particular. He's called Mystery. His name's Eric. He's from Toronto, and he has a lot of tips on how you can get broads to come and have sex with you. And his first tip is be a real asshole to him and tell him, go like, "Hey, you got a piece of lint on your sweater," or you go, hey, do you always talk that much? And then immediately they're like, oh my God, I gotta have this guy's dick. So you could try the game.
He seems to be going with that approach of being a real dick to women.
You got
to
perfect it. Like
he's got to have step two, though. Step two is where you got to close.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, fuck this guy. And there's nothing better. Desus and Mero slowed down the video when he's chest bumping the guy, but he's chest bumping the guy's dick because he's so short.
Yeah.
He's so short. And it's just funny. The guy's like, I'm not fighting in a bagel store like 8 in the morning. And then he goes, oh, you want a piece of me? Come at me. And this monster just comes in and mashes him. I watched the video probably 25 times.
It's great. It would only be better if somebody came up and just grabbed him like by the back of his shirt with one hand and then the other hand swooped him up by his rear belt loop and just carried him out the door and just dropped him outside. That's what I would do.
That would be great.
Okay, that's awesome. Anything else before we get to some voicemails?
Now let's get to the voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Hey.
His calls are far from great.
Hey.
He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down.
It's pretty mean, that part.
It's very mean. Really this whole song's mean.
His voicemails really suck.
I don't condone this song at all.
Well, part of it is like just kind of subjective, but then all of a sudden he just goes, he's such a stupid fuck. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. That's very mean. Good.
It's a beautiful song.
He says he's so fucking boring and worthless also. That's mean. Yeah. And he's even worse than Ish. Ish is a great guy. Miss old Ish. He's Manuel Ingardini.
He could be hiding in your bushes right now.
Ish?
Felt like Ish was, that's where this was heading.
Yeah.
It felt that way.
Ish lives.
I mean, there was a, John Hinckley kind of vibe too.
Yeah.
To some of those, the last ones a couple of years ago before he went off the grid.
It was a long time ago. I can't remember exactly, but you're probably right. Okay, let's see what's going on here.
Hey, I'm this week's episode. Kind of open where you guys said you weren't rich.
This is LSU Lala. He calls in every week.
Maybe you guys should take a hint and from Twitter. And maybe start selling some bathwater.
Is this LSU Lala? I don't think it is.
I think so.
I'm looking at the phone numbers, and it doesn't match any of our previous calls. Did he get a new phone? Speaking of that, I was in contact with friend of the show, Jay Stu, to see when we're going to do our bachelor thing this week. And I was getting that. Well, first of all, he's a fucking
Bing
Android guy. So
now that I'm going international, Android guys really fuck it up because now when you get
iMessage.
I mean, international, it costs more money when you're dealing with Android guys.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got to be on Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Got to go straight Wi-Fi. Well, I'm trying to message him and I was getting that red text did not go through thing. And then finally he texts me later and he's like, I lost my phone. Who loses their phone?
I mean, I did once.
What?
I lost my phone after, at a 3 a.m. after 6 hours. Yeah. But I just left it at a bar and like got it the next morning.
Yeah. Well, he lost it. And then he's like, send me a text. Text me a picture of the text you sent so I see what I missed. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Now I've got homework now because you lost your phone?
Okay. This sounds like Lala, but it's got a different phone number.
Oh, wait. So. Speaking of Lala, he gave us some sweet Fieri Flavortown pictures. And I said, I'd like one. And he goes, well, you're not Facebook friends with me. I was like, I've never turned down anyone's request ever.
But what, you're supposed to go and friend him? People are so sensitive. You got to manifest the things you want, Lala, if you want to be friends with him.
Yeah, and as you know, and soon as he friend requested me, I sent it to him, and he did send me a my own personalized Flavortown CSI Flavortown.
That's pretty picture. Sweet. That reminds me.
It was pretty sweet, but like, I just want everybody to know, I'm willing to be friends with anyone until given a reason to not be friends.
Same here. That reminds me, today I retweeted our guy Guy. I'm good for retweeting Guy about maybe once a week these days. That's basically the only reason I go on Twitter to see if Guy's done anything. And he's always doing funny stuff. And today he tweeted a picture of him making his famous trash can nachos. So I retweeted it, and then I wanted to retweet it with like a fire emoji followed by a Guy Fieri emoji and like do like alternate a couple of those. There's no fucking Guy Fieri emoji.
Oh, that's bullshit. It's gotta be
bullshit.
That.
How are you not gonna have
what's
a guy
the point of emojis?
Yes. Like is there anybody better suited to be an emoji?
He's the human emoji.
Yes. He's like a living emoji, and then you go to the actual emojis, and there's no Guy Fieri? This is insane.
That is a glaring error. Speaking of Guy, doing a little research because one of my stops over the next few weeks is Florence. Yeah. Or maybe this is Venice. And one of the reviews, and it was like a legit website. It was like a, you know, the Washington Post. It was, you know, it was some like real site. They said, believe it or not, Guy Fieri has one of the best pizza places in this neighborhood in Italy.
Guy Fieri has a pizza place in Italy?
In Italy. And it's excelling.
I mean, the guy can
unlike
cook.
Unlike the Times Square place that right. with the donkey sauce.
Right. Well, you know what? He was playing to the crowd there. And that didn't work out for you. Guy's got to be Guy.
Right.
You know? That
so
was,
I there's a chance. I go all the way across the world.
It. You got to do it.
I got to at least stop by.
You got to do it. Pop in. Just get a... you know, get an app.
Yeah, maybe I'll steal a menu.
Yeah, even better. Yes, maybe get a signed one. Maybe he'll be there. Okay.
How great would it be if I walk there and then I just see him behind, you know, the kitchen. You see like a little peek into the kitchen and he just gives me the salute, the Guy salute.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be the best thing ever. Okay, we're operating under the theory that this is Lala. It sounds like him.
Maybe if a certain member of your team started selling her bath water, this dude from Kansas uh-oh. Might totally fund your whole operation.
Okay. Kennard.
Well, yeah, hold on. Okay. He's talking about – so we talked last week about the story about the cosplay Instagram girl.
On the big eyes thing.
Yeah, that was – and I read something about her and everyone's saying that she's like actually like a meta, like ultimate troll.
She's a troll, yeah.
Yeah, like she's just totally playing people and they don't realize it, which is great. But she sold her bath water for $30 a cup. And now Lala's got the idea that we could sell fancy sauce. Fancy sauce takes a bath every other day. So she makes plenty of bath water. We could sell some of her bath water to a certain listener in Kansas.
Second note on the Achilles injury. My father-in-law tore his Achilles actually playing basketball as well. It was a pickup game, 6'8" guys in the gym. He went down like he was shot. It was pretty insane. What they actually did was they put a pig tendon in and used that to replace his Achilles tendon. So we always joke about his pig's foot. If you get anything else this week, I'll call back.
That's a great joke. I bet you guys have a good laugh at that. Hey, Pigfoot, you know,
that's
big old.
Yeah, it's kind of had to be there kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think it doesn't really stand up to the retelling. Oh, no.
It does. When anytime you see an athlete, like a cornerback, he'll be backpedaling and he just goes down like he was shot. Yeah. That's always the way it goes.
Blows up, yeah. Now he said, I'll call back later. And he does, in fact, call back later. There's another one from the same phone number. Let's see what he's got to say. LSU, doubling up.
One more thing. I just got to the part about the favorite ejaculation terms, pull-out terms, if you will. And I've always been partial to paint Hawaii.
Yeah.
I feel that's like a perfect description.
I think I offered that.
And then... you know, if Mark the Nomad had a stronger pullout game, he wouldn't need a second vasectomy.
It's true. It's undefeated pulling out.
That can't be true.
Pulling out is never had an issue.
I was always terrible at it. I can't say I knocked somebody up that way.
Well, because you try, you wait, you go to just the last second because it feels so good.
I've never had that kind of control.
And I would do that a lot in high school, but I would always pull out. And, you know, since I would always pull out and ejaculate and never impregnated anybody I didn't intend to.
You know what's the truly undefeated method? Is me getting my plumbing ripped out.
Well, that works. Yeah, that works. But ask Antonio Cromartie. He probably didn't go to Dr. Wiener. Okay, one more voicemail.
Right, Brad Mix.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
As a lifetime Dodger fan.
Yeah.
L.A. Dodger right. fan. I'm appalled at our recent history in All-Star games.
Oh, who cares?
All-Star week activities, what have you.
It's an exhibition.
I prefer the pitchers admit, like, when a guy's retiring, like Jeter, they're like, yeah, I just grooved it to him because, you know, we're giving him his last All-Star game. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And didn't they get rid of the home field advantage thing?
Yeah, so they really, got rid of that. Yeah.
It doesn't matter at all.
And it's not like it used to be, like, the guys that got voted in played like 80% of the game, but now it's just like you get one at bat and then they sub you out for somebody else, unless it's also, like, the home guys get to play longer.
When you're making $110,000, that $30,000 really matters. When you're making $19 million, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's why the home run derby's stupid. But there was $1 million on the line, and also they need to come up with a better way to do it, because the guys, I guess Jock Peterson, it's so boring, by the way, but this Jock Peterson and Vlad Guerrero Jr., how sad is it that we're watching the children of guys we watched and not guys we watched when we were kids?
Yeah, well, I was just looking at basketball. There was this high school to the pros guy, or maybe he did a year at Louisville, or his dad, I don't know. But DeJuan Wagner, who, like, had injury issues.
Oh, he's the guy with two torn. He had no ACLs. He got drafted despite having no ACLs, right?
But he was like a high school phenom.
Yeah.
Well, DeJuan Wagner Jr. is one of the top recruits in the country for next year.
Whoa, he started young.
Yeah, I mean, still, that guy was in the 2000s.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. the Jock Peterson and Vlad Guerrero Jr., they battled it out till their arms were about to fall off, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. and his frosted tip dreads and fat body, he wins by one home run, but then he's got to immediately go into the final against some guy, Pete Alonso, who I was shocked to find out had no accent, who had been resting.
He's Cincinnati. He's from Ohio.
Alonso. Sounds like the Dominican Republic to me.
You could say flash in the pan, but, like, the dude's leading the league in home runs.
No, he's great. There's nothing wrong with him. But my point is that the guy, he had been resting, and then he got to go in there.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah, then he got to go in there against a guy whose arms were falling off because he just hit 30 home runs the round before. It's stupid. The rounds, they should do like I don't know. They should just do like first round, whoever hits the top five or whatever, go on to the next. I don't know. It's stupid. They should eliminate the whole thing. I don't care about the All-Star game. I'm annoyed that it's been brought up.
One last thing about home run derby.
Yeah.
You know when people talk about like, oh, if this guy played in this era, it'd be great. I saw today is actually the anniversary of the first of the annual home run derbies. I know they did some in like the 50s.
Yeah.
But it started in 86. That they've done it every year. Dave Parker on the Reds won it with 6 home runs. 6.
That's pretty good. Like that. Okay, let's see what Manuel's upset at the Dodgers for not representing better.
And then Jock Peterson finally effing breaks through at home run derby and gets robbed. Hey, MLB, F you. That's why the Dodgers are taking it all this year. This is going to be our damn year, 2019. There's a short voicemail for all you pukes.
Oh. Shout out. Hey, good job, Manuel. So what happened was, and I wasn't paying attention, I heard this secondhand. Jock Peterson had 30 home runs in his session. And
okay.
But then on the scoreboard he had 30, and on the Chiron he had 30, and on TV they said he had 30, and then for some reason they rolled back to 29, and then Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit 30 to overtake him. So there's some controversy there. I don't care. Although there was $1 million on the line for my man Jock, but whoever went in from that round to the next round was going to lose anyway, because they just fucking stood in there and hacked for 10 minutes. Stupid.
It's more stupid to care about.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Like the Dodgers representing you, you don't want to.
No.
You don't want your highlight of your year to have anything to do with All-Star Weekend.
No.
Or it's not weekend. And
it's like the Steve Garvey. The Steve Garvey used to fuck a lot, and he thinks he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's the only one that thinks that. And every time the Veterans Committee comes up, he lists his accomplishments. And I think he was actually an MVP once, but he's like two-time All-Star Game MVP. Oh, you're out. You're out. Sorry. If you're using that as a way to say that you should be in the Hall of Fame, if that is a criteria to get in the Hall of Fame, you're out, because that's an exhibition game. Who cares?
And – you know, there are many reasons to think this guy is a piece of shit, but the number one reason to hate Pete Rose is because he ruined the catcher's career.
Yeah.
In a fucking All-Star game, play at the plate?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Pete Rose.
Yeah. Also, played 28 years and still number two on the hit list behind our guy, Ichiro Suzuki, the true hit king.
Oh, yeah. The true hit king.
Ichiro, my guy.
Imagine the numbers he would have put up if he were in the States in those early years.
Oh, my God. Guy could do it all.
Yeah, the true hit king by far.
Play the field.
Great arm.
Big arm. Right field. Could slap it down the line. Could hit it over the fence if he wanted. Could take
that
extra base.
One of the most underrated players of our life.
One of my all-time favorite players, Ichiro.
Great play.
Okay, Ed. What's going on in the world of actual sports? Oh, wait, hold on. We got an email. Ballers. I'm breathing heavily down the neck of 40 and am experiencing some bodily changes. This might be a little too, shall we say, revealing, but I'm going for it. Buckle up. So here it goes. Why the hell are my nipples getting bigger?
Whoa.
I mean, I feel like I went from about a nickel size straight to a Susan B. Anthony overnight. Is now the appropriate time to just quit trying? Thanks. That's from Dave. I never heard of that before, Ed. I'm into my
40s. I mean,
now.
unless it's like a weight related thing.
Yeah, you getting fat?
I mean, I certainly noticed that it's way harder to stay in shape.
It's
like you have to work.
Impossible. You can't drink a single drop of alcohol ever.
Yeah. No, I'm in a bad way. When I get back from London, it's going to be a major overhaul. But like, I can't. In the old days, you just get a little bit healthier and you snap back into shape. Now I have to do this crazy overhaul because, you know, when you're in your 40s, it's just fucking, it's real hard.
Yeah, I don't know. You might want to see a physician about that one, Dave. My nipples, I have pretty small nipples. I'm shirtless right now.
My nipples are pretty much the same since high school.
Yeah, my nipples are about a nickel. They're like pretty tiny. I got some small nips, always have. And they don't appear to have changed at all. So you probably have some sort of either A, cancer, or 2, Peyronie's disease, Dave. So let's get it looked at. Another email. Ballers, my favorite part of episode 276 was where the guy who wears fanny packs and Crocs hammers someone, dog shaking my head, for wearing fingerless gloves. Keep up the good, great work. That's also from Dave.
And wasn't Dave the one who pointed out that he had the whole story about dog wanting to be separated from the regular people.
No, that was a different. No, this is a different Dave. That's Dave. That's actually, yeah. This is Dave and San Clemente here. Yes, I do wear fanny packs, and I wouldn't say wear. I use a fanny pack to carry my things. My things. I don't like having things in my pockets, especially if I'm going to be out and about on the town. I feel like my keys and stuff, phone, they weigh down my pants often. So I like to have my things in a separate case of a fanny pack. Now, Crocs. I've never worn Crocs. I don't wear Crocs. I've never had Crocs.
You wear Birkenstocks.
I wear Birkenstocks. That's right. There's a difference.
Equally bad.
Just get it right.
I had dinner with a buddy the other night, and he said the funniest part of the show.
Craigslist threesome guy?
No.
Oh, you're about to do that thing that super pisses me off and tell me about
your friends' takes.
Okay, yeah.
I have plenty of friends who don't.
Okay, good.
But my buddy goes, the funniest part of the show was when Brian was really talking to you about the merits of having a fanny pack traveling in Europe as if you were actually going to follow through with that
one. Hey, it's something to think about. There's pickpockets there, dude.
Yeah. You know what I did after that, as I said, hey, Michelle, you have a bag for us to put a ship in, right? And she said, yeah. And there you go.
Okay. Hey, trust your wife with your passport. All right? See how that goes for you.
Yeah.
All right? You let her be in charge.
That's right.
You do it your way. I'll do it mine. My name is Brian. I go right into a song about making fun of me. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might have joined on DVD. Okay. Ed, I've seen a couple people talking about this. Chess tournament shenanigans. What's up?
Chess grandmaster caught using his phone while on the toilet. Come on.
So he like called timeout.
He called timeout and then like started Googling shit. Or, I don't know, getting help from another
Well, there's probably an app like this. That computer, Watson, is better at chess than a grandmaster. It'll win every fucking time.
Right, because it optimizes every move.
So there's probably an app that is better than you at chess. So chess is canceled. Sorry, nerds.
Right.
Unless you're in Tibet or somewhere that cell phones don't work, chess is fucking canceled. That's it for chess.
Farewell, chess.
We used to have every year in elementary school. If any of my friends listened to the show, they'd remember. In elementary school, once a year, this guy that like ran a chess club would like come in and do a presentation to the class about the game of chess, and then like try to get people to sign up for his chess club. And he was, I don't know. I need to look up because there's a good chance that this guy was a pervert. He vibed pervert. He was into chess and he was into teaching kids chess.
Oh, he was like the neighborhood guy who had like a real arcade video game in his basement.
Yes. He was like that.
Come on, kids. Oh no, Ms. Pac-Man, the real deal.
And I don't know what his relationship to the school was, but also I don't think he was a very successful pervert because I don't recall anyone ever signing up for his fucking chess club. And for good reason, because now chess is canceled. There's apps that can do chess. I'm certain that there's
farewell,
apps
chess.
That can do chess. Goodbye, chess. Also, I like calling it chest. Getting chess people mad. Oh, you playing chess? The horsey guy, you get the names all wrong. The rook, the bishop. Is that the castle?
I had been like taught for 3 to 4 minutes on several occasions. No, this guy moves this way, and I just You know what? Like I'm good. We don't need to learn about chess.
No, 100%. Totally agree. What's the point?
Yeah, no, I just reason. It always seemed like a drag. Well, no, this guy, he has to go two to the left.
Yeah,
you're like, what? No,
the horse moves in an L. The thing with the little ball on top, he only goes diagonal. The castle, he only goes straight. Fuck all that. And the king can't do shit. It's emasculating chess.
Well,
chess.
It's not as bad as Monopoly.
I bet you there's no eight. I bet there's an anti chess 8chan. 100%. Okay, let's get through these stories. We've been talking forever.
Oakland A's unwittingly featured dirty Australian slang in ad thanking Liam Hendricks, the pitcher.
Oh, they got an Aussie pitcher on the A's?
Yeah, and he's putting up good numbers.
Oh, wow.
0.92 ERA. Whoa. Leads MLB relievers, opponent batting average of 190, and he was the reliever of the month for June and made the All-Star team, so they took out an ad saying thank you, and then it said hashtag rooted in Oakland. And in Australia, root is slang for fuck. So when Liam Hendricks was told about it, he had a good laugh. He said, yeah, it's a very naughty word.
That's great. I love that. They have all different words for everything over there. Rooted. Rooted. You rooter? You rooter?
Yeah. You rooter. Didgeridoo. Former WWE wrestler Tyrus sent gross incoherent texts to co-host Britt McHenry.
He's probably got CTE. What'd he say?
Do we
have the text?
I'm looking. Yeah. This is like his move.
Oh, he's got a move. He probably learned it from the game. He's probably been reading the game.
Sent text saying, just pull your boobs out now, why don't you? Just grin and bear it. Keep.
This guy's got
keep
game.
Being negative. Keep being negative, and I'll send you another dick pic. How about, I love the fact you're open, your buddy.
Yeah.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, not Y-O-U-R.
It's got CTE. Give him a break.
I love the fact that you're always working. If we ever had sex, I feel like after an orgasm, O-R-G-A-Z-Z-U-M.
Wow, he really went for it.
You say, speaking of feeling good, did you see the story of puppy rescue? We should do a segment on it. Hand me my phone. What?
One. If I ever start tagging or doing graffiti, I call the name Orgasm, O-R-G-A-Z-Z-U-M. I'm Orgasm. And if I ever play fantasy football, which I never will, I also call that Orgasm. Nobody use my name. That's mine now.
Different sport, but we're going to stay with the CTE.
Wait, hold on quickly. Is Britt McHenry, isn't she the one that like got really pissed off when her car got towed in the Boston area? And then
I don't know. I know she's the sports reporter who turned like super right wing.
Yeah.
And
now she's on,
like, on Twitter. You know, she went full MAGA.
Now she's interviewing wrestlers online.
I think they said former co-host. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine thinking you've made it in the business and a guy who spells orgasm like that?
Yeah, it's great.
He's your co-host?
Well, they need somebody to report on wrestling, and he's the only ex-wrestler that's alive.
I don't think that's true. I remember seeing a great Onion headline, and it said something like, shocking report, former wrestler found alive.
Yes, it's great.
In the Onion. We're going to stay in the CTE family. Richie Incognito wanted to cut off his dead father's head at a funeral home.
Yeah. So what if he could be brought back to life?
Was he going to count the rings? What is he doing there?
No, he wanted to take it to that place in Arizona that's got Ted Williams' head. In case he wants to reignite him someday. Reanimate.
I know Teddy Ballgame was a great hitter.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a guy I would want to bring back to life worse. He would have been really terrible in this day and age.
Real asshole. He flew in both World War II and Korea. I mean, he was real.
He was an angry dude, but he liked bombing people.
Dude hit 400.
Yeah. Let's stay in the potential CTE universe. former linebacker, I believe, Ohio State and Patriot, and now the Titans coach, Mike Vrabel, said he would gladly chop off his own dick to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Buddy. Buddy.
Hard pass, dude. The hardest of hard passes.
Like, even coaches that win the Super Bowl get canned eventually.
Didn't he do
something? You're going to cut off your dick?
Didn't he do something really stupid, like go for two when he shouldn't have last year? Like, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. You know, he went for two, and his quarterback is Marcus Mariota.
Mariota.
Like, dude, you don't have Tom Brady running the team.
I got two good buddies living in Nashville, and I'm on kind of a group text with those guys. And they don't seem to be a fan of pretty much any of his decisions. So cutting off his dick seems like another in a line of bad decisions.
I wouldn't cut off my dick to end global warming. Sorry, I wouldn't. I wouldn't cut off my dick. There's like I would cut off my dick to save my children's lives. And
I was
my
just going to say, save my family's life.
Yeah.
But just my wife and kids.
Yeah, that's it. That's such the only – but also, what's the point in having a wife if you ain't got no dick? Such an afterthought. You know? Kids and wife, I said.
You're going to have to get super creative with a dick.
Yeah, and also, what's in it for me? May as well just kill me.
Let's do time for –
let's do a little non-sports.
Some non-sports. It's time
for non-sports. Segment. Let's stop podcast.
Segment now. Non-sports. That is I was singing that to myself the other day.
It's a jam. Always a fan of fast food shenanigans, Ed.
Woman accuses Taco Bell of putting doorknob in her nachos. I got a couple of thoughts here.
Well, it's like if you were going to put something in somebody's food, would it be a doorknob? Obviously, if it were in her food, here's the Occam's razor view of this. What's the most likely? She put the fucking thing in that herself.
Of course.
One. That's the number one. Barring that, if finding some evidence to say, oh, she's never encountered that kind of doorknob. She didn't have control of the nachos out of sight. Okay, so maybe she didn't put it. Then it got in there by accident. Those are the only two options. Nobody that's trying to poison you or injure you puts a doorknob in your food. It's like Oz. Remember Oz? They wanted to poison that guy that ran with Chuck Zito. So
they put little pieces of broken glass,
tiny bits of glass in the gangster's food, and not just once. They just did it over every meal that he had for weeks and weeks until his guts bled out. That's a doorknob. Yeah. So fuck.
You don't accidentally eat a doorknob.
No.
Oklahoma man caught driving stolen vehicle filled with uranium, a rattlesnake. Oh, stop it. And Kentucky Deluxe Bourbon.
Now, uranium, I was wondering about this on Chernobyl. By the way, I still got one episode of Chernobyl left, so don't spoil it for me. Huh?
Oh, it's really funny at the end.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. Well, it's been a laugh riot throughout this far. But uranium like needs to be charged or something, right? It's like you can you have to like weaponize it somehow.
But it makes people nervous when you have that uranium that you could do something with.
Right. Cause like,
but you still need a lot of scientists to get it to the next stage.
Because Doc Brown, he had plutonium.
Plutonium.
Is that uranium like with something added to it? Don't answer. Because you don't know. Well, and I don't really care.
I was going to say, I can answer, but I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Okay. Ed, while we're here, let's just...
Yeah, I heard some activity.
A lot of noise in the background. Somebody was very upset that they were mentioned third in the things I would cut my dick off for. But the thing is like...
Kids have to come first. They have to.
I don't mean to belittle the situation, but I need my dick to continue in this thing that we got going on. You know? It's like, I'm not much use... It's like that story. I can't remember what the story was called, but it's like the poor couple. It's a stupid story that you read when you're in like sixth grade about
the Gift of the Magi, where he gives her the comb and yes, she doesn't have hair anymore.
Gift of the Magi.
Yeah. O Henry.
Yes.
I'm not sure why his name was O.
That is kind of weird. Short for something. But anyway, the point is that then she had cut her hair off and sold her hair to get him a watch chain. And baller, I might switch to one of those pocket watches like that.
It is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
What a crummy Christmas.
Yeah.
Somebody gets a chain and the other one gets a comb. I mean, I get poverty, but
they're so poor. How about you just
How about just make something? That's a terrible.
Or
just make a really nice dinner or something.
Or you buy each other nothing and go on a trip or something. Either way, the point is,
what kind of trip can you go? Like a trip on the New York City subway? What can you do with the money that's for a comb and a watch chain?
That's a good point. The point is that I wouldn't be that much to you if I wasn't slinging this hammer. If I gave up this hammer, like what am I? I'm nothing.
Yeah. If Mike Vrabel redid Gift of the Magi, his wife would give him a cock ring for Christmas. He'd be like, oh. Right. Sorry.
You wouldn't be able to use it. Joining us now is our very own Fancy Sauce. Fancy, how are you?
Hey, Kate.
Hi. I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, excellent. Everything's going well. Everyone should know it's very hot here in the studio. So the studio's wide open, and I'm doing the show shirtless, and it appears that Fancy Sauce is doing the show braless. So, like,
nice.
Things are...
Okay, we don't need to, like...
Well... It's hard to miss.
Help with the imagery.
You have a white tank top on, and those things are happening. There's things I notice.
Well, I like to get
to sell that bathwater to Kennard. Yes.
I like to get comfortable when I get home from work.
LSU Lala thinks we should sell your bathwater for the show.
I couldn't take a bath tonight.
Because a listener would.
Oh, what just happened?
Nothing.
Something weird happened.
No. What?
No,
I think everything's fine.
Got really loud in my ear.
Okay, Ed, there was a MAGA wedding. This is
MAGA themed wedding pays tribute to Trump.
Cool. Now,
I mean, so the day you're That's declaring tight. Your love for each other, mm-hmm. you make it about some other dude who's never met you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like I don't like I like the Dodgers. I root for the Dodgers, but I wasn't wearing like a Dodger tuxedo at my wedding, and my wife wasn't wearing a Dodgers wedding dress. I mean, that's fucking stupid.
And I, you know, I texted you about this. I was a big fan of Obama. If I went to a wedding that was themed for Obama, I would never hang out with that couple again. Yeah. I'd be like, these people are psychos. 100%. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yes. So weird.
When people like have their whole wedding is about their Weimer honor, where they're like Weimer honor has to bring
the ring down the aisle,
bring the ring.
I cannot deal with that.
Like on the cake is like the couple and like the little figurines of the couple and the Weimer honor. But in this case, it's like big fat Trump is on there. Like, no thanks.
Well, this long non-hemmed. Dumb pants.
I'm out. I'm 100%.
It's crazy. And I will say, I made a MAGA tweet because it was just something that happened. I took my kid. It was a birthday party.
No, you can't engage them. Yeah.
And I said was, you know, like there are three guys in MAGA hats.
Yep.
There's something like if they want to make America great or something, maybe they should put on their shirts. Just like a little dig. But it is jarring, even though I should expect it, especially at a water park.
Oh, they'll respond.
You're gonna see MAGA hats.
They'll respond.
It's just, and when you're wearing a MAGA hat, you're not a Republican or conservative. You are somebody looking to like make people uncomfortable. That's what that is. You are looking for a fight. And you're itching to let people know that you think they fucking suck if they don't like you. It's like you're not. If you're wearing a MAGA hat, you know you're knowingly being an asshole. This is not about politics. This is about you knowingly being an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not out there promoting peace and love.
No, just the opposite.
Then a couple of guys chimed in, and here's where I want to bring up our friend Mark the Nomad.
Are we beefing with Mark the Nomad again?
The feature with Twitter that's awful is like so-and-so follows or so-and-so likes. And all of a sudden, you get randos. And I started getting some random comments on like, oh, you're making that up. Like, that's bullshit. You didn't see guys in a MAGA hat at a like a water park. Like, is that such a crazy thought?
Right, it's so crazy.
It's not like the times where like Charlie Kirk is like, I was sitting in a coffee shop and behind me, I heard these people discussing how they think universal healthcare is bullshit, but they're afraid to tell their friends. It's like, that's like a crazy, you know, made up tweet. This was just like, I was just busting on some ugly guys in hats. But I was like, who are these guys? And I click, and they're all followed by Mark the Nomad. And I like him. And I follow him even though I know we're heading to football season. It's going to be a lot of Matthew Stafford lead.
Fire Lloyd Carr.
Yeah, like a lot of Michigan stuff. But he's got funny, good stuff. I like him. I like when he's on the podcast. But, man, when you follow shitty people, it makes me know about them and puts them in my life.
I do get a lot of that. Mark likes to mix it up, which I appreciate, but that's not my lane. I don't want to be in that lane. And so I get a lot in my feed when I go on there. I get a lot of Mark's mix it up feed. I won't be unfollowing Mark, though. Love Mark.
I'm not unfollowing him.
Okay.
I did that, but I'm just saying.
But it's mostly Twitter's fault.
I pointed out to him, and you know, he corrected the situation.
I don't want to see what anyone else likes or who anyone else engages with. Not this.
I don't even people I really like. I don't care what they like. I want to like what I like.
Me too. I like the Dodgers. Big juicy titties. I like smoked meats.
Okay. So you invited me on early.
I like the beach. Hold on. There's more. Ed, Popeyes. I've never had Popeyes.
Delicious.
That's what I've heard.
Delicious.
Is it Popeyes. Greasy? I imagine it's really greasy.
No. It's the better version of KFC.
David Chang says their red beans and rice is the best fast food side available.
Okay.
Bar none.
I'll have to try that.
It is delicious. I mean, it's fried chicken.
Yeah.
It's just
– can't go wrong.
I'm guessing – it's good.
Yeah,
I'm guessing there's no Popeyes around where we live.
No, but we could find. We'd have to go we'd have to drive 20 miles to find one.
Okay,
Popeyes smell causes unbearable conditions for Florida town.
Well, because it smells too good. They're like,
it doesn't seem like that's where they're going.
They're like, hey, I don't smell any burnt jet ski oil out here. Hey, how come I don't smell any exotic reptile feces? Or human excrement. Oh, because somebody's cooking delicious fried chicken.
It doesn't smell like murdered innocent children here. This isn't the Florida I know.
Hey, where's rotting chewed up face?
Doesn't smell like someone took a big dump and tried to cover it up with Axe body spray.
Yes, exactly. That's like on the Florida flag, that scent.
Nearly 500,000 people sign up to raid Area 51 to see aliens.
I'd like to see that.
I don't care about aliens.
Yeah, there are no aliens.
I don't care about outer space or anything. It just never interested me.
It's funny that people are like, we need to find aliens. I saw a story on the local news today, and it was just a tease. I was just getting ready to start the show where some guy was swimming underwater with a jellyfish as big as a human being. And
Jesus.
Like, isn't that stunning enough? Like, what the fuck is that? We cannot possibly be from the same planet as that thing. That thing has consciousness. What is happening with that thing? But people are like, hey, where's those bug-eyed things that there's some fucking farmer in 1951 saw? Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
And also, if we see the aliens, they're here to kill us.
Well, if they're smart.
If they've figured out how to get here and we don't even know where they're coming from, then they're better than us and they're going to conquer us because that's what happens. Everybody gets conquered.
What was that movie where Amy Adams talked to the aliens? She had to talk to the aliens.
Yeah, that was a real drag.
I didn't get anything out of that.
What was that movie called?
They had tentacles.
I did kind of like that, but it was a real bummer.
It took forever.
Can't remember what it was called.
Took forever. Okay, what else?
Speaking of going back in time, the state of Tennessee, KKK Grand Wizard had a day in his honor for the 98th consecutive year. So this is like in there. This is the guy, William Bedford Forrest, the guy who created the KKK.
Yeah.
Like It's in their state thing, and the Georgia governor's like, hey, got to do it. It's in our rules. But the governor could change that.
It's different down there. It's different down there. A buddy of mine was down there visiting some of his wife's family, and he said he was at a thrift shop in I think, Chattanooga area. And he said he had found a Civil War canteen for sale in the thrift shop. And he's like, wow, this is a really cool artifact. And he asked the guy, he goes, how much for this? And the guy said, $30. And my buddy goes, whoa, that's like seems pretty cheap. Like this, you only want $30 for this thing? And the guy goes, it's Union.
Those are the good guys.
It's from the United States of America.
Yeah. It wasn't the janky Jefferson Davis led, right. Robert E. Lee led.
Union is us. The yeah, fucking failed. Good guys.
Yeah. You support the failures?
Right. Yeah.
Delta Airlines wants more detail from a man who says he was sucked through through a toilet hole.
Again.
Wait, this happened before?
Like his guts got sucked out? That happens in jacuzzis.
Yes.
That's how John Edwards got rich.
Quick thing. If the guy needs to prove it, it means it didn't happen because he didn't get sucked.
Wait, did he have a parachute on? Like he got sucked out, and or did they find him in the?
Yeah, or detail. He's covered in that blue stuff.
Yeah, horrible. Every now and then, a chunk of frozen shit falls through a house from an airplane, like a blue blob of frozen shit.
Is that true?
Yeah, once in a while, it just fall through somebody's roof. I know, it's crazy.
That sucks.
And people are worried about chemtrails. How about you be more worried about blue chunks of frozen shit blue falling shit through your bricks. Roof?
Finally, there's some Instagram users that are obsessed with a turquoise lake. Lots of people taking these pictures on the turquoise lake in Siberia.
Yeah, beautiful.
And they're being warned by the local authorities. That's actually a power plant's dangerous dumping ground. And like, it's not worth the Instagram shot if you're going to sprout 14 more fingers and then die. Right. In a year.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah. Go to Chernobyl too while you're at
it. Do it for the gram. There's a lot of Chernobyl tourism. People doing it for the gram. Okay, excellent job, Ed.
All I need is a Taka G69, Juggalos, and the beat. It's Korean Oak Fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read.
Fancy Sauce, before we get into your stories, a quick email. It's actually quite long.
Oh, yeah.
Kate, Brian, and Ed. In my last email, I put out a challenge for fellow listeners to subscribe to Patreon. When I issued the challenge, there were 50 patrons. I'm happy to say that listeners really stepped up and there are now 48 patrons. As promised, I've reduced my contribution by $2 a month. Just kidding. I'm not going to reduce my contribution just because people are supremely ungrateful. I don't know the proper segue to this next topic, so I'll just jump right in. I am currently on a flight back from a business trip to Bangalore.
Whoa.
Maine is very nice. It's time of year. So I heard Maine is
destination Bangalore.
I think it's a different Bangalore.
All right. I boarded the 16-hour flight back from Dubai, put in headphones with some punk rock turned all the way up, and settled into my plush business class seat. Humble brag.
Yeah.
As the
plane, he's doing it on business. Yeah. That's on the company dime.
That's true.
What airline are we on? Like this Bangalore? This has got to be.
Well, hold on.
Ethiopian Air. Or are we on Etihad? Like I need to know deets.
I bet this is Emirates.
Emirates.
This sounds like an Emirates kind of deal.
Both very nice.
As the plane started taxiing, I heard what sounded like a bullfrog. I took off my headphones, and sure enough, every 15 to 45 seconds, the bullfrog continued to croak for the entire time we spent in Iranian airspace.
Oh my god!
Spoiler alert.
So stressed out.
Not a bullfrog.
Nope.
But an approximately 70-year-old woman behind me just letting her freak burps fly unfiltered and uncovered.
Jesus Christ.
What is the appropriate
for
this situation? It's totally normal in there.
I don't know. Pull the emergency exit door.
My response was to beeline to the stand-up bar as soon as the seatbelt sign went off. This, however, turned out to be a grievous mistake as on the way, I stopped at an unblocked lavatory to find a guy who neglected to slide the lock button and thus subjected me to the distinct pleasure of walking in on him, jerking one out.
Stop it. No way.
There
no
is
way.
Not enough. No way.
Who doesn't lock the door? People that don't know how to lock the freaking bathroom door
especially
on planes. What's wrong with you?
Well, you want to get caught.
You want to be double. You do.
There is not enough booze on this plane to unsee and unhear this. That is from Ryan. Ryan, thank you for that. That was a fantastic email. I
dudes,
really appreciate that.
Dudes, not all of you, but dudes are disgusting.
Cranking it on
a plane. That 70-year-old lady is pretty gross, too. Yeah,
she's gross, that's true.
Cranking it on a plane is
another level.
It's not a sexy environment. No.
Also, you
need so much white noise.
You need to have a wank that bad.
I don't.
You just wait.
I get it out on the rags. I don't need to do that.
Okay. Well, no one asked you.
When I need
literally
to get it
not
out,
one person asked you. No one has ever asked you.
Get out.
I'm going to leave
get
if you
it
don't
out.
Stop it.
Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in FP?
When you think of a Blink 182 tour, do you also think of Lil Wayne?
No.
Or do you think of them as two separate types of tours?
Yeah, but I think Lil Wayne
different crowds,
and Travis Barker
different audiences?
Have like collabed.
Well,
it's hard to sell tickets these days.
They are embarking on a 38-date tour this summer. And Thursday's set
a lot of dates.
In Bristow, Virginia.
Yep.
Lil Wayne got out 6 songs when he decided to peace out.
Yeah.
He said to the people, the audience, I just want the people to know, if you're wondering, please forgive me. I am not so... I wish I could do a Lil Wayne voice.
Yeah.
Ed,
it's real
do you have
deep.
Anything?
Yeah. He's not. He's the same size as the Bagel
it's
Man.
A crazy voice. He said, I'm not so used to performing to a crowd. There's not too many. That's not my swag. I think it was a real small venue.
Oh.
I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink 182 for including
me
anyway. This might be my last night, though.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Yeah. Interesting.
And people were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they bought tickets to see him.
But that's it's such a weird pairing because... Is Blink 182 is like a nostalgia band now, right? Are they relevant?
Sure.
I don't think they like make albums or
no,
anything.
No, it's definitely just a nostalgia
that
band.
That one guy's looking for like, aliens. Tom
Lil
DeLonge.
Wayne, on the other hand, I mean, yeah, his peak might not be there,
the
but
Carter
he just
5?
Had like the Carter 5, which was excellent. And there were, you know, some hits out of there.
Yeah.
Have I ever told my Blink 182 story?
Oh,
so when I was in college in San Francisco, I took a road trip with some friends down to San Diego and ended up at an after party with Tom DeLonge.
DeLonge.
Is that the
and DeLonge.
Yeah, it is.
And
I think it
was before smartphones and I had a digital camera and he somehow got a hold of it and took a picture of his penis.
Yeah.
And I got it back when I could tell from the pants and the belt buckle.
Yeah.
And many years later, I had a very sort of insecure, jealous boyfriend.
Oh, he saw the picture.
And he was like looking through my closet. And this one picture kind of like fell off out of somewhere and just kind of floated down.
From the wanking area where all the wanking items
landed on his feet. Yeah. And it was just very funny because he had a whole fit. And it made me laugh for...
How's that?
Years to come. It was like soft, kind of down in the pants and hairy. It was. I probably still have
cut,
it. I'm going to put it on eBay.
Cut, uncut.
Oh, I don't think you could tell. Oh, you know, it was kind of like looking
big,
straight
this
down.
Before, this is
big,
before
what
we
was
trimmed
the
up.
It wasn't. It was like probably decent.
Compare it to something.
An item.
Persian cucumber.
No.
Tuna can.
Not quite.
No, I think it was just like regular white guy dick.
You know those small V8 cans that they give you on the airplane?
No, yeah, it was not. Oh, maybe. Yeah,
like the little ones?
I could probably fish it out if you want.
Red Bull? Not a Red Bull can.
Anyway, moving on.
Like Kate, Boss water bottle?
Kate, quickly, before we go on to the rest of the segment.
This, I take this as a like a microaggression towards me, this song, every time you play it.
Kate McManus, Tom DeLonge, guitar player and singer of Blink-182.
Is he the singer? Not the Mark guy.
They both sing the songs.
Relative term.
They're both terrible singers.
Yeah, agree.
Is he a loudcomer, Tom DeLonge?
Oh, yeah.
He is?
A real performer.
He is?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Okay, Kate, what else?
Anyway, Lil Wayne walked back. That's that statement to the crowd.
Yeah,
obviously, someone
contract.
Had a chit chat with him.
Read his contract.
He tweeted, "Yesterday was crazy with a K, but I want all my fans to know I won't be quitting this tour. I'm having too much fun with my bros. Blink 182, yeah. Banger Maine. See you tomorrow."
Oh, he was in Bangalore, Maine.
Full circle to Bangalore. So, yeah.
I can't imagine there were a lot of people showing up for Lil Wayne in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Well, you never know.
No, I know.
Okay.
Hold the phone. Yes.
Mm. Sometimes I have these.
Oh, no.
I don't get prep my story.
Oh, no.
Like, I just want to apologize. I don't get to prep my stories like I used to.
Ed, I was going to ask you, somebody sent us this story, and I meant to pass it along to you, and I think I forgot. I'll just read you the headline. Woman assaulted by man for not supporting him in his sorcery.
Uh-oh.
Good defense.
I mean, the thing is, if you're getting into a relationship with a sorcery buff,
you got to be all in.
There's no way that you're with a sorcery buff and it's not known.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like in this house, we're Dodger fans. You come in here and you can't all of a sudden come in and be like, "Hey, how about those Frisco Giants, huh? It's Evan Longoria, Long Beach State, like this. Go Giants. That doesn't play around here."
Or like,
yeah, in this house, we're into air conditioning. Now, Michelle, not as much as I am, but she knows.
What's summer?
Air conditioning.
You know, you need it.
Yeah.
You gotta have it on. You need it.
Like if Brian was really into magic, for instance.
Yes. Like my man.
And was a member of like the Magic Castle in LA and wanted to go to like Vegas to see magic shows. Like
I would want to do that.
Had seen Penn and Teller and Chris Angel and
Lance Burton.
All those guys. You know, we wouldn't be married.
Doug Henning.
Right, but you'd know that about him.
Right, of course. I'm just saying I would be aware and would not have gotten myself into a situation.
I side with Merlin on this one.
I'm with him.
He was definitely clear. Yeah, I'm pro Merlin.
If you're into sorcery, like that's a family affair.
And you're loud and proud.
Yeah, let's do sorcery together.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably a loudcomer too.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so this Harvey Weinstein has been like hiring and firing lawyers left and right. In January, he lost his high-powered lawyer, forgot the dude's name, doesn't matter, hired another one who was a woman because he thought having a woman would look on his team, on his dream team, would look better. She has left with a statement to the judge saying, "Mr. Weinstein is engaged in behavior that makes this representation unreasonably difficult to carry out effectively and has insisted upon taking actions with which I have fundamental disagreements." Mm. Anyway, the judge is saying, you know, like every time you change counsel, you run the risk that something is going to be missed or misinterpreted. And, you know, basically what you're doing is dumb. And somebody else said he thinks he's producing a movie. It's pathetical and comical all in one. Yeah. All the other female attorneys turned him down.
Of course. He's disgusting.
This is the revenge for when Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
The bad news is someone familiar with the situation says, "I give him a great chance of getting off. The charges are flimsy. It's a weak, weak case. The only way he will lose this case is if the lawyers fall on their heads and forget where the courthouse is.
He is getting off.
Which sucks because he really sounds like he needs to get his just.
Yep,
desserts. Terrible dude.
These are hard cases to prove.
Do you think in the law office, you know how like before a meeting in the conference room, they usually like set up finger sandwiches? Do you think somebody has to go in there and hide all the potted plants?
Because he likes to ejaculate, he likes to loud come into them.
Yeah, he's disgusting, yeah, and he's going to get off more than likely, sure. And it's a huge bummer. 100%. You know,
yeah,
he's accused of rape among other things.
Yeah,
so
it's disgusting. Okay, what else?
I'm into this story. I'm into drug memoirs. I'm into drug movies.
I'm into drugs.
I'm into
Lesson Zero.
Yeah, I'm into that. And
that's a novel, though.
While I realize that this story is about a real person and someone's real life.
What about Go Ask Alice? Everyone had to read that in junior high.
I've never read that. Oh, I'm reading a really good amphetamine memoir right now.
Amphetamines.
Which I'm really into. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a true story.
Million Little Pieces?
Yeah.
It's more recent than that. But I did read that one. And you know what? I liked it.
I read the first story. I go, oh, this is made up.
I'm just into those. I'm just into that. I'm into that genre. So
they would never let a guy get on a plane.
So this story is about Charlie Sheen's ex, Brooke Muller.
Poor Brooke.
She's a known cokehead.
Yeah.
Was she a model? Is that her? I know her.
She was a kind of wannabe actress. Yeah. I think she'd probably been in a few things here and there.
Yeah.
I only know her in the context of being with him.
And really pretty when they got together.
No one
and
does.
I don't know if she was into drugs prior to marrying Charlie, yeah. But she sure did get into it when
usually
she was
those people
married.
Usually those people find each other.
So she's 41. She's got the two, they've got, she and Charlie have two 10-year-old twin
Sam
boys.
Sam and Bob.
She was spotted on Sunday at a drugstore in the Hamptons at 7 a.m., looking distraught with a whole bunch of suitcases. She begged a man in his 20s stranger to take her home. So he took her back to his shared rental in Southampton. And apparently once at the house, Muller opened her suitcases to reveal an array of drugs and ordered the man and his housemates to partake. They said, we took her home because we thought she needed help. And then once she got in the house, she opened her bag and there were so many drugs, it was like Scarface. Then she went in and out of the bathroom with different guys.
Uh-oh.
Wonder what they were doing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Smoking cocaine.
It doesn't sound like things are going so well for Brooke.
No, Brooke. Get to rehab, girl.
A source close to Muller said, you know, she recalls there was some drama in the Hamptons on Sunday, but she doesn't remember exactly what happened. When asked if she engaged in drugs with the housemates, the source added, she doesn't remember.
Ooh, I thought she was sober.
Does not seem like she's sober. You know what? This is not a story to make fun of her. And yes. It's kind of like a little bit crazy. I do hope that she gets the help that
she
needs. Because being a drug addict is a harsh deal.
All these stories, they always seem just exhausting.
Yes.
So tiring.
The book that I'm reading, I've never felt so exhausted for this person.
That's they say, a lot of people say that's why people quit. They get sober like in their 40s because it's just
you run out of
too
steam.
Much work.
It is a lot
to,
of work.
Like, have to get the drugs
the hustle
all the time.
Of it. Yeah,
it seems like a lot. And also like hanging out with like douchebag guys in the Hamptons, trying to get them to do blow with you and stuff. That sounds like a
yeah.
Lot
and just telling them you
probably
guys
like,
are boring. You guys don't party.
They're probably like hedge fund dudes.
They're like, no, they had all had like a big night and they were just like over it. They're like, no, we partied last night.
Yeah.
We're good. Mm-mm. Brooke. Mm-mm. All right. So moving on. I don't know if we ever really talked. Did we talk about when R. Kelly finally got arrested?
I don't remember. Yes, we have talked about him.
I know we have, but finally he got, I think it only just recently happened that the federal charges that were brought against him.
Yeah, he's got more charges.
Yeah.
Like every week there's some more.
So it was revealed that he made, R. Kelly made sex tapes with a victim who was 12 or 13.
Ooh,
that's
awful.
Yeah. Which is horrendous.
Of course.
So new court documents are just revealing some more horrific things
so
about
obviously,
this new Chicago case against R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah
every time there's a story about him,
yeah.
It makes me bummed out that I love Remix to Ignition.
Yeah, you can't like that anymore.
I feel the same way about some Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I heard Pretty Young Thing the other day, and I was like, this isn't going to work.
Well, hold on. That's before Michael Jackson was all fucked up, though. So is that...
But the song Pretty Young
Thing.
Well,
I have said this. If it was when he started molesting those boys, then I'm okay.
But there were probably more boys before that.
You think those are the only two?
No, I mean, I'm talking about when he was like in his teens.
Yeah, but he was like in his early 30s when he molested them. So
he made good music in his 20s.
Yeah, he might not have been
doing. I'm going to do a little more research and decide where I feel like the cutoff is.
R. Kelly, he's for sure going down. And he, for some reason, despite making hundreds of millions of dollars, he doesn't have like the resources, it sounds like, to defend himself.
Yeah, I don't know how he mismanaged his money, but it sounds like he's pretty broke.
But also, he's a narcissist. So do you think he'll be able to off himself, or does he find a way to like flee to Switzerland like Polanski, or
no,
what's he do?
I think he goes to prison and makes all the like younger prisoners his bitches.
Oh, but he's a pussy.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's just going to be he'll turn to God and then talk about how he's helping other people. He'll make it about himself and give some exclusive from jail.
That actually sounds more like it. One of the victims was 16 in 2009 when Kelly in his 40s started having sex with her and abused her, including slapping, choking, and isolating her in rooms for days at a time with no access to food.
Yeah.
There's so many stories of girls saying that that's how they were treated by. Yeah,
it's always the same
story.
So
he's a monster.
Yes.
And I'm glad that he's finally going down.
Oh, amazing. Is that it, Kate?
No. Sean Avery, former Rangers player who might have some anger management issues.
Comes up on the show a lot.
Well, yeah, somebody has a thing for him.
Yeah.
I might have crossed paths with him in my younger years.
Last time you mentioned something about third base, we had to learn the bases.
He has rejected a plea deal in a Manhattan criminal court on Monday for hitting a car with his scooter after it blocked a bike lane in Greenwich Village.
He's always throwing rocks.
Well, he's very like, you know, when he thinks he's right and he's like, you know what? You're blocking the lane. I'm doing this. I'm doing this for the bikers and the cyclists. And I'm going to respectfully reject your plea.
He was a pest. They had to make a rule because he used to fuck with the goalie.
Face guard. Yeah. He would face guard the goalie.
Yeah.
You can't do that. The Avery rule.
That's who Sean Avery is. We all know that. So it's being played out. If he said, if I need to be the poster boy for defending the bike lanes, I will absolutely do that.
I support bike lanes.
And my favorite detail of this story was that he, as at the moment, that's respectfully declined. His lawyer said, as his client stood behind him in a black t-shirt, shorts, and moccasin-style tennis shoes.
Yeah. Oh, he's very into fashion.
Well, he's very fashion-y.
Yeah. But he wears like a lot of black, and he wears like Armani and stuff that was
wearing all black has always been his thing. He thinks he's a bit of a Johnny Cash style.
Yeah. And he would like modeled. Persona.
He did. Yeah. And my last story is that Marlon Brando's the Rolex that Brando wore during the filming of Apocalypse Now is going up for auction.
The Moomoo?
It seems like it's a special Rolex. It's a GMT Master.
Yep.
And he was asked to take off the watch during filming.
Yeah.
And he argued, if they're looking at my watch, then I'm not doing my job as an actor.
Oh, he did.
And it seems that the watch was gifted to his daughter, Petra Brando Fisher. And it seems like she is now hawking
it. She needs money. That's a bummer.
Someone's,
I wonder,
some like crazy watch collector is going to snatch that up.
So Paul Newman had an iconic Rolex, the model of which escapes me.
Was it a Pepsi?
No, the most beautiful man on earth.
They didn't have Pepsis back then.
God, he was beautiful.
He had an iconic Rolex that he gifted to his daughter's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke up. But then a couple years ago, the boyfriend reached out to the daughter and was like, hey, I'm going to sell your dad's watch. And then just, you know, to be cool, we can split some of the money and you can give it to charity. And his Paul Newman's Rolex went for, I believe, 17 $17.75 million.
$17.75 million.
Almost $18 million.
It was sold to a buyer over the phone for the highest price ever achieved for a wristwatch at auction.
So Steve McQueen must not have had a Rolex because he's very collectible. I don't think Brando is as collectible as these other guys, but I'm sure there is a fan, probably some gay guy that loves Hollywood memorabilia.
No, it'll be some watch collector.
Oh, a watch 100%. Dude. Yeah. Watch guys also. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watches. Very collectible.
Yeah.
Is that it, Kate?
Yeah.
Okay. For Kate McManus. For Ed Daly, who's going on a sojourn. We've pre-recorded a couple
of
things.
Oh, Ed, when do you leave?
So you're not going to not.
Tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have the best time.
Good luck.
I'm pretty jealous.
Thank you.
Ed, we will check back with you from time to time, or we'll see when we see you, or. You know,
we'll figure something out. Yeah, we've got a couple in the can.
Yeah, we got some canned shows. We'll have some guest hosts. We'll do some stuff. Maybe we'll do a Kate and
Ed.
Ryan
you should
episode.
Record just some voice notes of things that happened to you, and we'll post them.
Yeah, you can do that, or don't feel like you have to do.
Yeah,
that.
Don't.
Yeah,
no, I'll figure something out.
Okay. All right. For Ed Daly, for Kate.
Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll definitely give some voice notes at Guy's place in Italy.
Oh, you got to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be Patreon.
What's that?
Guy Fieri has one of the highest reviewed pizza places in Florence.
Oh, most beautiful city in Italy.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, you got to go.
Yeah, of course. And yet he doesn't have his own emoji.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
He's got to have his own Jiffy, though.
Jiffy?
The little GIFs.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, he's got those. Okay, for Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 277 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast.
Keep it fancy.
Lifestyles baller, podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports, the culture, and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fantasy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.